In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
O Lord, hope of Israel, all who forsake thee shall be put to shame. Those who turn from thee shall be written in the dust, for they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living water. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, O Lord, and I shall be saved. As is so often the case with homiletic pericopes, context is absent. Here's the context. Cursed is the man who trusts in man, whose heart turns away from the Lord. He's like a shrub in the desert. He's like one who dwells in parched and salted land. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, but the heart is deceitful. The heart is desperately corrupted and inscrutable. Who can understand it? We're coming eventually to the season of Lent. And at this time, as in last year, I suspect that many will once again take a look at the Passion of Christ, directed by Mel Gibson. It seems to me more like an epiphany movie. The demonstration of deity precisely in passion. There are two scenes that I find very intriguing. One scene is the Via Dolorosa, when Christ, bloodied from his flagellation, bears his cross, falling down repeatedly. On either side of him, there are two figures. There is Mary, the mother of God, Mary, the mother of man, walking beside him. And on the other side, what can only be called an anti-Mary, the devil. Here in his triumphal moment, and their eyes lock, there's a battle right there, over the Christ, as it were. But it's not Mary who first turns her eye from Satan. It's Satan who turns her eyes from Mary. Here is the struggle of trust and faith. And the devil knows that where there is true faith, there is defeat. And thereupon Mary says to John, "Get me close to him." It's as though faith, contending, knows that closeness to the crucified is the safe ground. And so she gains nearness. And as he falls to the dust, she comes to him and says, "I am here. I am here." Oh, I know we might dogmatically pout at this moment and say, "It's not we who comes to Christ, it's he who comes to us." But as St. Augustine reminds us, God is never far away. It's the heart turned away that is far away. Mary represents the heart of faith who wants closeness. Here I am. And Jesus speaks. And he does not say, well, thanks so much, Mom. It's good to have you here. No. He says, behold, I make all things new. Then there is this scene on Golgotha, this terrible scene of nail driven into the flesh of the Lord. And in the distance, one sees Mary Magdalena crushed. She's lying in the dirt. She can hardly bear the sight. And then the cross with the Lord bound to it by nails is turned upside down. Boom! The problem is, it's a sound and not a sight. Because underneath the cross, we see Mary Magdalena seen that the cross and the Christ had not, in fact, been crushed to the ground. It hovers, as it were, in the air. This one is not written in the dust. For his heart was never turned from God. And seeing that right there, where he was at his lowest, there was no crushing of him, Mary finds it possible to stand up. On my heart, imprint your image. Blessed Jesus, King of grace. That life's riches, pleasures, cares, never may your work erase. Let the clear inscription be, Jesus crucified for me. Is my life, my hope's foundation, and my glory and salvation.